Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 8:50 with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Total Information AM on KMOX. The Federal Trade Commission votes to ban what are called non-compete agreements. The decision Tuesday means most employers would not be able to stop their employees from going to work for rival companies. On the line, former acting U.S. Labor Secretary, current professor of practice at Northeastern University, Seth Harris, is back on KMOX. We always appreciate your contributions. So non-competes, how widely are they used in the U.S. and in what professions?
Tom, they're very widely used. One in five U.S. workers is subject to a non-compete clause in their employment agreement. And that non-compete clause means that if you want to, you can't quit. At least if you want to go and work for one of your employer's competitors or start a business that competes with your employer. So this is a really significant victory for workers, because what it's going to do is free them up to bargain with their employers to raise their wages and improve their working conditions, or they're going to quit. And millions of American workers have quit their jobs over the course of the last 3 years, and they've raised their wages by doing that.
Are there any categories that are not included in this ruling?
Well, the highest wage workers, folks earning over $151,000 a year, some of them are still going to be subject to non-compete agreements. But the overwhelming majority of that 30 million or so Americans who are currently subject to it, and particularly the people who need it most, who need to be freed from non-compete agreements the most, are going to be freed by this rule. So, you know, we've heard stories about nail stylists and sandwich makers and, you know, frontline construction workers and others who are subject to non-compete agreements. There's simply no legitimate economic reason for employers to be able to use these agreements, and now they're going to be prohibited.
The two Republican members of the FTC voted against it. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and others say non-competes protect their investment in employees. What do you think about that argument, Seth?
Yeah, it's just wrong. The employers are going to train workers if employers can make more money by training their workers. It's that simple. You know, if you need a worker to have a certain skill set in order to do a job, you're going to provide them with that training. And the fact that the worker might quit is not going to keep you from doing that. Now, the truth of the matter is most employers now provide their workers only with what are called firm-specific skills and knowledge, meaning they only provide them with training that they can use at that particular employer. And they worry about the worker leaving and going down the street to their competitor. So that's already the case. They're already not providing the training that allows workers to be valuable to their competitors. So I don't worry about that argument very much. I understand that the chamber wants employers to be as powerful as they can be in their dealings with workers. But frankly, it's just not fair. Workers need the ability to be able to change jobs. And, you know, if we believe in free markets, if we believe in competition, this rule makes those markets freer and more competitive.
This would not take effect for 120 days. Already, the Chamber of Commerce is vowing legal action. Should we expect a lot of legal challenges to this?
I think we're certainly going to get one big one from the chamber, and they will line up some employers to support them. It's possible some other trade associations, business lobby groups will also bring lawsuits. So I don't think workers should count on the employers tearing up their current non-compete agreements just yet. It's going to take a little while for it to work its way through the courts. Ultimately, I think the Federal Trade Commission is going to win. Their job is to make sure that we have free competition, fair competition in the United States, and non-compete agreements are a near perfect restraint on fair competition. There's a very rare set of circumstances where you might be able to justify them, but in the overwhelming majority of circumstances, it's just a power play by employers.
The chair of the FTC is Lena Khan. She is 35 years old. Some have argued that she is overstepping. What do you think of what she has done so far, and what is she going to do next? I understand cybersecurity is on her list.
She does have a long agenda, and she is, frankly, a breath of fresh air in the antitrust world. You know, antitrust law has been sort of stagnant for a good long period of time. It has been only focused on a limited set of restraints on fair competition in consumer markets, focused on, you know, whether or not a cell phone maker can force you to buy apps in their app store and then charge the app developers for those for access to your market. So I think that she's really shaking things up. I think that's a very good thing. And she's, most importantly from my perspective as a labor person, she has helped to refocus the discussion around fair competition in labor markets. And that's extremely important because there are a lot of things that employers do that violate the basic principles of capitalism, violate the basic principles of free markets. And so if workers have an opportunity to go to the job where they're going to be best qualified and are going to earn the most and are going to be the most productive, that's a good thing for employers and for workers. She has helped us to see how non-compete agreements and other kinds of restraints on trade are bad for our economy, bad for workers, and ultimately bad for employers, even if they're resistant to getting rid of them right now.
Well, he is the former acting U.S. Labor Secretary. Seth Harris, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX.
Thanks a lot, Megan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.